This is Dial a Saint introducing Saint John Fisher. The fact of how much we love God is the foundation upon which many of our life choices are based. To John Fisher, priest, educator, bishop, and cardinal of the Church, love for God was true freedom. But freedom which comes from loving God was not understood by his friend and then enemy, King Henry VIII of England. John was born in 1469, one of many children in the family of a successful but small textile merchant in England who died when John was still young. At 14, John was sent to Cambridge University and did so well in his studies for the priesthood that he was given special permission to be ordained when he was only 22. By the time that he was 33, he had earned his doctorate of divinity and served as vice-chancellor of the university. When John took this job, he found scholarship at Cambridge at a low level. There was no instruction in Greek or Hebrew, and the library contained only 300 books. He set out to build one of the best libraries in Europe on his own, and then directed that it should be given to the university upon his death. He personally paid for school scholarships, started courses in Greek and Hebrew, and encouraged the great men of the day to visit the school and speak to the students. His work with the school often brought him in contact with the nobles and the family of the king. The king's mother became quite impressed by John's wisdom and holiness, and asked him to become her chaplain. He resigned his university position and counseled her to use her wealth to help higher education. Almost alone, she financed the growth of the universities of Oxford and particularly Cambridge. In 1504, John was elected Chancellor of Cambridge University. This post allowed him to chart the direction of the university for the next 31 years until his death in 1535. In the same year, when he was just 35 years old, King Henry VII nominated John to fill the position of bishop in the Diocese of Rochester. The Pope approved, and so John took on still more responsibilities. Now he not only administered Cambridge University, but supervised the priests in his diocese, visited the sick, and distributed alms to the poor. Beside these activities, he continued to study, to learn Greek and Hebrew, and write books. He allowed himself only 4 hours sleep each night. His food was plain, and to remind himself of the nearness of death, he kept a skull at his table even when he ate meals. On several occasions he was offered wealthier dioceses, but he was not interested in power or ambition, and refused to be obligated to anyone for favors. Even the new King Henry VIII was heard to boast that he thought John was the best bishop in Europe. But the king's praises meant little to John, who spoke out criticizing the higher clergy, who, instead of setting good examples for their people, were more interested in doing political favors for the king. The time arrived when Henry VIII grew tired of his wife, Catherine of Aragon, and paid more attention to Anne Boleyn. But in order to marry Anne, he had to be given a divorce by the Pope. Hearings were begun, and, against the king's wishes, John took the queen's side and argued that the royal marriage was truly valid and could not be legally dissolved. In the House of Lords, John protested against the king's attempts to control the church and make himself the head of the Church of England. John was not popular among those loyal to the king. 2 times he was imprisoned. There were several attempts to poison him, and on another occasion someone fired a shot through his window. The king finally persuaded the Parliament to pass the Bill of Succession, which, among other things, required that all clergy swear loyalty to the king as head of the English Church. While most did swear, John Fisher refused. He was immediately arrested and confined to the Tower of London for the next 10 months. While he was in prison, the Pope raised him to the level of a cardinal. But the king was determined to kill all those who did not agree with him, and so John Fisher was executed in June of 1535. His head was placed on the London Bridge and then thrown away to make room for other heroes who would follow. John Fisher was declared to be a saint in 1935, along with his close friend and countryman, Sir Thomas More. The person who really loves God more than he loves himself sees very clearly that there is no real choice between the things of man and those of God. When we love God first, we will in turn love our fellow men. When we love men more than God, we end up not loving men, but only ourselves.